Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well. Thank you for watching us on Facebook. I really appreciate I'm taking your calls. Sawubona Dumela.
Sawubona Dumela, my brother.
Hey, Putuami.
My brother.
Ish, kunjani kodwa mara. Ish, yeah.
Saphilile, my brother, man.
No, it's all right. Kumnandi Soweto. Ayini mvula lapho?
Bekunomoya nje. Manje ayini. Akani.
Oh, okay. Ayishayile kancane la ePitori. Athi vava. Gcwa gcwa.
Okay. Ngibulise futhi nebandla kaNkulunkulu, umfundisi Sipho Gadebe, umfundisi Jabulani Dominic, nomfundisi Motha.
Amen.
Brother, spiritual bondages. Lana ngama habits ahlasela izwe nebandla lika Jesu Christ bazani. Sizithole sibuswa yisona esithize. Makunjalo, we must pray and confess our sins to one another. Our step to freedom is to renounce sins which were placed by our ancestors and curses bazani. Ngoba zikhona phela lezi zinto. Ngabantu abangcolile kuma family sethu so that we can be delivered from the dominance of darkness into the kingdom of God. We must renounce all the devil's assignments that are directed toward us and our family treasury. Ngoba some are directed to our ministry too.
Usese kona. I don't know what happened, man. Usese kona. It looks like ngathi ulahlekile awusekho. Angazi ke. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. But I don't seem to be getting you. Putwami. Uma ungangishayela futhi mhlawumbe. Uma ungangishayela futhi. 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. We are talking about spiritual bondages, what these are even all about. And of course, thanks so much to people on Facebook. Thank you very much. Letiwe Letsawu. Joy, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Dube, Kidiboni Mutsipe. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. It's quite a lot we've been watching, quite a lot who are watching. Maureen P. Molopiana, I really appreciate. Bella Regina, saying Hibiri. Thank you so much. Sipa Titabudi, thank you very much. Fanas Kosana, thank you very much. Samgelo, thank you so much. Samgelo Zulu, ngiyabonga mfowethu. And Ayanda, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And let me see, who am I jumping here? Yeah, Ayanda Dlamini is watching. Thank you so much. And Fanas Kosana. Okay, Ujabu, Ujabu Nae Futila on air. Ujabu Nae Futila on air. And of course, also, thank you so much. KG, thank you very much. I really appreciate. Quite a lot of people on Facebook there are watching on. We really appreciate. Zinte. Hey, Zintle, it's been a while, man. When are you coming to studio, man? You should come to studio. Zintle Nguben Ralele. You should come to studio, man. Come to studio. Come to studio. I'm talking about the recording studio. Come to studio. Let's do something. All right. And, of course, we're talking about the very notion, the issue of spiritual bondages, what these are all about. Jabu, let me bring this to you. Now, I am looking at Acts chapter 8, verse 23. It says, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Bitterness and iniquity, poison and bondage, poison and a belt of sin, bitterness. We become bitter because, you know, spouses have done something, parents have done something, colleagues have done something. We become bitter because bosses have done something at work and all those kind of things, you know, that cause bitterness. And sometimes we haven't achieved the things we wanted to achieve at a particular time. And some of our contemporaries have gone through that hurdle and we become bitter, you know, and then we start to to react and project this in a way that sets us into a bondage of bitterness. Jabu, what do you say?
Indeed, my friend, you're definitely right. That's also another form of bitterness there. Actually, a form of bondage, bitterness. Because you'll find out that maybe I'm bitter for the things that I've experienced in the past. You know, like sometimes I would listen to the people that preaches, and then sometimes, you know, you'll find out that maybe not just who preaches, but even just the ordinary people, maybe like when we speak. But you can sense that the person, the way that they're sharing the story, there is still some form of resentment and bitterness, you know, in the way that they're sharing. There is not yet perfect. You know, maybe they were raped when they were young, you know, and then maybe by their loved ones, maybe their uncle or their brother or their father for that matter. And you find out that even though they claim that they're forgiven, but there is no relationship between them and their father or the cousin or the uncle that raped them. Not to say that there must be, but I'm just saying, highlighting the bondage of bitterness when one is bitter, when one is still really controlled by resentment, which is not something that the father wants us to really. That's why we cannot harbor grudges. As children of the Father, bazalwane, sibizelwe enkonzweni yokuthethelela. Inkonzo leyo on its own, and it's not the faint-hearted that will know how to practice it. But mangabe uthethelele uxolele, the person omxolele omthethelele, you can sit down and dine with them without any bitter heart or resentment within your heart, because you've forgiven them. But if you haven't forgiven them, you claim you don't want to be with. Yabona le uthi ngikuxolele kodwa. I don't know if you've ever heard that song. Uthi ngikuxolele kodwa.
Yeah, yaka Debra Fraser no lo no masondo. Akithi sayi recorda la Beatrice Ville.
So there is always a part.
There's a part. Yeah.
It's a condition. But the father, when he was forgiving us, he never said, "But I'll keep you at a distance, my guy." So I've forgiven you, but not the father. That's not the love of the father. It covers multitudes of wrongs. So also even our love should be in that manner. And we will not carry the bondage of bitterness that you are quoting in Acts 23, my friend, in Acts 8, 23. Also in the book of 2 Timothy 2, 26, it says, "And they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will."
Hey.
Bondage is also the snare of the devil, that he traps people so that they can serve him, so that they can, you know, like, it says, held captive by him to do his will. Who gibe lomcuphi ongu satane lokuthi akwazi ukubamba abantu ukuthi benze intando yakhe, bafeze intando yakhe. That's bondage. So now it means, as I was even saying at first, that when we do not do the will of the Father, sekunento esithathe intando kababa empilweni yami. Makudlala i-team yami angiye enkonzweni. Mayidliwe i-team yami angikhulumisi muntu endlini. Yabona manje ukuthi
ngikhumbuza ubheki madoda.
Sengibanjwe ngogibela umcuphi ke manje. Sengibanjwe ngogibela umcuphi ukuthi ngifeze intando yakhe. Ngezinto nje encane ephathekayo. That's bondage, my friend. And the Father does not want us to really live in that manner. He should be in control of us fully. There should be nothing else. Even your spouse, your friend, your boss, your salary. The Father should have full control. To a point with Nano M7 Mangati, asukholele this month. Ungafeint. Or pigunkulunkun. You know, because you know they are not your source. Your source is the Father. But when isalary yakho is the bondage, mabe ngasho njalo, uNkulunkulu uyomkeli uNkulunkulu. Uyomquestion imibuzo eminingi uNkulunkulu ukuthi, kodwa baba, kwenze njani mina? You know, as if bekunomunye ongcono kade kumele experience that thing. So let us be careful, bazalwane. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Greetings, Pastor Ray. You know, when we are talking about spiritual bondages, as you say, I would like to guide us to the Bible view of this topic. You know, in Ephesians chapter 2, the writer tells us that, you know, you were once bound in sins by the prince of darkness. You know, and yeah, his description of this boundary is that it is the sinning, that the symptoms of being bound is sinning. In other words, when we were sinning, it was because we were bound. And if you are still sinning, you are still bound by the prince of darkness. You know, when you find Jesus Christ, that's when you get a breakaway. You know, and the sad part is that as believers, some of us go like for a decade, you know, without really finding absolute freedom in Jesus Christ, you know, because we still live with these symptoms. But at some point, you've got to show, you've got to manifest the power of God working in you. If you are still sinning, you are still bound. That's it. You know, I know most of us are looking it out to say, oh, no, it's those who are smoking, it's those who are drinking, those are people who are bound. But if whatever form of sin, for instance, I can say breaking the Sabbath itself shows spiritual bondage.
Absolutely, absolutely. I concur with you. I concur with you. Lijuan there. Thank you very much. I appreciate, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Masizo kutwenu tinike kulenda.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit. And I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic. I'm talking to Sipho Paulus Khatebe. He's in Standard 10. And then Pastor Mota is in Jamestown. And Jabulani Dominic is in Bombela. I'm here in Tshwaneng, Mamelodi. Just not far from Mamelodi. I'm here. And we are touching base on the very aspect and issue of what spiritual bondages are all about, and much times do we really, you know, take heed to the warnings of the Word about this, or have we gone to an extent of saying, no, it doesn't matter, man, you know, I'll overcome this, I've been through a lot as a child. And we forget that every situation in our lives is unique. You are meeting every situation for the first time in its format, even if it can show 99% similarities with what has occurred, it's still not the same. So, are we taking it lightly? You know, the very aspect, that very verse that Jabulani is quoting, that one is also on my notes. Are we taking light of the things that the Father is warning us about, and we tend to say, look, I will fix this? And like I used to have friends who would say to me, life begins at 40, and 40 are better, man. 40 better. People are nowhere to be found. And it is simply because, you know, people don't stand on the promises that they made. Or, no. Wait again, I'll be saved. I will start living for the Father. He for tibe tamunna mutu ating. Ukwa! Kule! Lintuena ibulela. Waibona. Usaja bupilo bahai, as they say. And we seem to forget that we also have kids. We also have kids around us. Even if you didn't give birth to your own kids, you still have kids, kids of your siblings, you know, who look up to you as an aunt and uncle and whatever. They look at you as such. Malume, auntie, you know, cousin. And they see, you know, the bondages that you might be having. And it's either you're going to be a good example or a bad example to them. A joke, or you're going to be a serious story of blessing and wisdom. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there and give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Sipho Paulus, let me go back a bit. Now, in Romans 6:16 says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? Things that we present ourselves to. You know, when we're growing up and then utwela sparara, and but you still go onalawa to go kori kwale. Losani, I didn't realize that you still are doing the sin of drunkenness. You know, because here it says, wherever you present yourself as a slave, you know, it means you can't have a good time elsewhere. Now you have left this thing, but you're still going back there. It means you can't have a good time. This thing still has control over you. Leloro nwaso daot. Check it out. This verse, man, it says, that is Romans 6:16. Do you not know, underline that, that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one's slave, whether it be of evil that leads to death or righteousness that leads to life. So we must be careful. Sometimes, city, as suppose, sometimes sishonjalo, uti, as sapim, mara, baktola kamuhar haliru, la in lentenye levatini, bubble bomb. Batini, bubble gum. Le pum into tenning, sipolevai pemangati, abu pita tosh. Yeah, but yeah, wahabu.
Yeah, uduti man, it's feeling wabola, because I'm very a halel.
Yeah, we are halel, a vele, and the Utola Utina Utino. Nanomang a science lent eating email, Maragusak Nugel or Sahik, Usese lap, we are still presenting yourself a slave, even like that. Utin laposipo.
That's very true indeed, Fundi, and it's so sad to go to Nango with Pipe, go 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, go to Kuchuailan and Abanda Babi, go Nagalisu's part of Uso. So if Umtanangul, you are being delivered from any kind of a sin, you need to move away and run away from it. So Ubanjal, Kilingwala Ubantabanjal, it can cause you to fall back, to fall, Ubuyele back to that thing. Hingago Fundi, Skuba Legil, Uchi, Umundesan's decision. A kululi weguma kabandel on that bondage. Please run away from such. Umabogate ba upuzuchuala. Don't play around such taverns and all that stuff because you can easily be tempted. Remember, nabantuana ba Israel. Abanye ba beba kishwe kipite. Ati kipite lalingaga pumi gua parati gua abugabai. That is why some of them when they encounter problems on the way, they used to say, "Good, hey, what money kipite?" Sasi kama anyanis, wakona matuna. Moses usletela ihlanu basfede kona. It shows good they were out of the office of slavery, but slavery was still operating in their mind, and they were used in such a way that good it was become norm to them. Good they are in slavery, and that is why spiritual bondage. See, sends good imfundi sumuntu angabonu good to clean the selegi. And in the foot, you go with spiritual slavery or spiritual bondage, for instance, you go with unwise, continuous unwise decision. ngoba lezo zinqumo ezingekho right zikhombisa ukuthi I'm sorry indlela yokucabanga kwakhe ayikaguquki. Remember mangisindiswa iBhayibheli lithi my mind should be renewed. Ngamanye amazwi iguqula inqondo yami ngikwazi ukuhlolisisa okuhle okuthandekayo nokuphelele okuyintando kaNkulunkulu. Uma ke ngiguqulwa mina mfundisi ngisindiswa ukubonisa ukuthi kune-spiritual bondage ukuthi umuntu aguquke asuke esontweni aye ensindisweni but u-operate nge-mindset engashintshwanga. Le mkhuba ebekade ayenza angakasindiswa isasekhona kodwa la ensindisweni. But kuba mnandi uma umuntu ekwi-spiritual liberty lakhona ekukhululwe eqinisweni ukuthi konke kuyaguquka. Manje spiritual bondage ilokuthi umuntu amuve from one church aye kwelinye but i-mindset ingakashintshwa enze unwise decision continuously because kune-slavery esikuyo. And remember mfundisi i-mindset slavery ithi wayi-operate ngawo ama-Romans lokakudala ukuthi no don't bring them in eRome but wherever they are make them to operate with the mindset yaseRome even if they are far away from Africa. That is why sidinga ukuthi sesingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ingqondo yethu iguqulwe ukufunda kwezwi singaselilingisi leli lizwe kodwa siguqule. Even though we are in this act we are not operating with the mindset yeswe. Yingakho uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu kumele sibe ngabantu abenzizwi abantu abaphilizwe ngoba i-mindset yethu seyiguquliwe. Uthi Paul let the mind that was in Christ be in us. Okwesibili mfundisi okuyi spiritual bondage ngisibona ukuthi ukuba ukubonakala isi spiritual bondage ukuthi we remain immature. Ukungafuni ukukhula. IBhayibheli lithi kufanele sifinyelele ebudodeni obupheleleyo. Yingakho uma ufunda uGalatians chapter 4 uverse 1 lithi uma umntwana esasemncane umntaka akwazi ukuhlukanisa unjengeslave. But even if you have a transition of being a son and get a sonship, that's where we see sign the maturity. Yes, sibona khona umuntu ethatha izinqumo ngoba sala kwi spiritual liberty akasekho under bondage like a childlike mindset. Yingakho umntwana kaNkulunkulu kumele operate kwi spiritual growth esine maturity ukuthi akasenzi okomntwana. Athi Paul ngisase umntwana nangiqabakiso komntwana kodwa ngisenze ngimdala ngabiyeka ubuntwana ngenza izinto zokukhulisa kuba ngiyindoda ekholweni. Okwazi kumele ukukhola kwakhe emsebenzini, ukwazi kumele ukukhola kwakhe emphakathini. Why? You become mature and lokuba mature when the sound and wise decision for the kingdom glory.
Ngikuzwa kahle Sipho mfowethu, ngikuzwa kahle. Thank you so much for keeping it sweet and short and nice and precise with the very aspect of spiritual maturity comes when one starts to realize that there are things that can lead to spiritual bondages and becomes fair, starts to accept these things with eyes corner, listen to this. Even in my life, there are those things that you would look at and say, "Ah, man, if I can allow it to persist like this, it would set me in trouble. If I can allow it to go on like this, it would set me in trouble. So I better start stopping it now." At December, my fear got so ungenula. Sekuhambisa yonke le ndawo le. Sekwenzisa yonke into efuna ukukwenzisa. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. We trust the Father is doing you good. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends at all times.
657 AM. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Sibongile mfuke. Sibongile uyazela yaphela lento le. Sibongile mfuke nginangu uyangisukela la uthi hubbly bubbly or hookah pipe. Sibongile ukuba banama gate locks la uyana afana nokumfana kashatshwayo lo wesikhindisi. Usibongile lo uthi hookah pipe. Lezi nto lezo. Usahlezi lapho but uthi awusayenzi lento mara uyahocela intuthu yakhona. Hawu, kanti bathini nge-secondary smoking?
ubhema kudlula bona laba abaphacuzayo uloku ungawuphathanga ugwayi esandleni. You are still bowing to that spirit. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly now.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. And let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Motha, and then I will take just as many. I'll take just as many of the WhatsApps. I see the WhatsApps there. Thank you very much. And give us a shout. Talk to us there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly. Even on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook. We are live. Talk to us on Facebook also there. That would be nice. All right. Now, Romans chapter 7, verse 23, it says, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." Now, spiritual bondage is also when we allow the law of sin in our members, in our body, to rule over us. Umuntu uzwe athi I am human. Uma ungamuzi umuntu athi I am human or athi I am a sinner saved by grace or athi I am what in the making? Angathi bathi what in the making? Was God into esenzakele lapho? And much of the times, I think we need to look into that. There are sins that appeal. There are laws of sin that appeal to the members of our bodies. Ilihlo likwenza ukuthi uyibhekele yakhefu. Nanoma uthi ubheka le, ilihlo liloku lijika nayo. Uthi mathi ngibhekele liloku lijika nayo. Angithi ne. Sometimes what you would feel, the law of your members. And then, you know, sin starts to take over into that law. You know, abanye abantu, you touch, you hug, you do all those. Be careful. You know, and so we start this thing, we start to see these things doing this. And sometimes you want to do this. Sometimes you say, no, I can have a good time, man. Abangiboni ekhaya, ngise spanini kude. Abangiboni, ngise skolweni kude. Abangiboni, I'm on a trip kude. Abangiboni man, I can do my thing. Bese ngisula umlomo ngiba right. Mfundisi Motha. Ayi ke Mfundisi Motha akekho ke. Ngiza try ukuthi ngimthole futhi. Jabu, what do you say about that? Hayi madoda, hayi bo. Kwenzakalani abantu abasekho kulayini? Mina ke uma ungekho kulayini ngizongena ke kumfundisi uMuhamba. Mfundisi wamina usese khona? Sipho uyangizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa kuphela ngilalela mawuthi masingekho kulayini uyasikhatha.
Phendula ke, phendula, ndiphendule.
Yes Mruti.
Yeah.
Mruti
ngithi kuwe mina kukhona ivesi laphayana elithi ku Romans 7:23, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind
and bringing
me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members." Ngithi kukhona okunye okunokuthi kusiwelise emthethweni wesono ngoba lokhu kusezithweni zethu. Uthini ke wena?
That's very true from this. Our nature, that is why the Bible encourages that we should not walk by flesh, but we should always have to walk in spirit so that we cannot give the room to our flesh. Remember, umuntu is no longer walking after the flesh, but walking in the spirit. So lamalungu omzimba wethu are easily engaged, aba encaved ukuthi alandele isono. Yingakho we need to guard ourselves. Singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu angeke mfundisi uNkulunkulu angisindise ezonweni njengami zokuganga nezobustoni bese ngicabanga ukuthi ngoba sengisindisiwe the devil cannot try to bring me back there. Kodwa uzobela kuzama kaningi. What I need to do, kumele ngi-associate nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, ngifunde izwi and be filled with the spirit of God so that I make myself dying in the sin and live for Christ. Ngoba lamalunga semzimbeni wami ayithandi ayithanda i-nation ngihambe ngenyama. Yingakho I must die on the flesh and live in spirit.
Ngiyakuzwa ke mfundisi mawuthethi ngilethe kuwekele. Uzwile i-question mangiyibuze bowulalele emsakazweni or wulahlekile vele?
Ngizwile mfundisi.
Qhubeka ke nge-answer yakho mfundisi mawuthi.
Mfundisi, siyabonga. Thank you so much ukuthi ngikhona ukubuya once again. Mfundisi, kune law of nature and the law of the spirit. Impendulo yami ngizawuqala lapho. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu mfundisi, as we were children, we were once in bondage under the elements of this world. In other words, sibuswa imimoya yakulelizwe, imimoya yalesikhathi. That is Galatians chapter 4, verse 3. And such are the things which are evident when we see them through ubudakwa, when we see them through fornication. You find somebody acting sindisiwe, ngingumntwana kaNkulunkulu, but that person is unable to let go, mfundisi, utshwala. You know, on Sundays, he's a worshiper. On Sundays, he's a church. But ngama Fridays, that person utholakala enza izinto zasezweni. That is a spiritual bondage, mfundisi, because now a person is living in a spiritual life, but at the very same time, is still enslaved by the law of nature, by the things of this world. So that is why, mfundisi, bankulunkulu, it teaches us that we need to be transformed in our mind. We need to be renewed in our mind so that we can live the life that emanates Christ, the life that ebonisa ubuKristu kithi. One of the things, mfundisi, which are also izinto eziqindezela umuntu, izinto ezala emhlabeni, sexual immorality, fornication, and adultery, mfundisi, angeke uthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu awulala ekhaya as ungumuntu omusha, ulala wherever la uthanda khona, wenza izinto okungafanele ukuthi ungabe uyazenza, but you call yourself ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu. In other words, the law of sin is still having a part. I said earlier that the devil has a device that is holding you back. So sexual immorality is one of the things that is enslaves many people, men abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abathi bayakholwa bayasindiswa. So we need to be careful, and we need not to allow to be controlled by the patterns of this world, mfundisi wami.
Absolutely, thank you so much. Absolutely, I agree, Muruti, I agree. And of course, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say, the very aspect. Khotso, B. Mavimbela. Khotso, yamkumbulu Khotso Jablan. Ukhotso. Angazi ba Jablan yakukhumbula na Khotso, mara fanele ukukhumbule vele. Ukhotso uthi dumela Muruti re le baeng ba hao. Nna le ba lelapa la me re le reditse ka tsebetse pedi e bana re leboga dithuto tse le re fang tsona ra ithuta le bana reditse a re leboheng morena a le direng sentle le wena go bejwa lo ngwaneso man morena o ire hantle re a leboga. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. When's the last time you worshipped like this?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kumfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakubafowethu e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit egameni elingaphezu kwawonke amagama, igama likaJesu Kristu. Isihloko esithi spiritual bondage. Bondage is slavery, confinement, subjection to constraint or influence that is found in the Oxford Dictionary. People are indwelled by the unclean spirits and evil spirits to be slaves. Ukugqilazwa emoyeni, imbangela yakho ikungenwa yimimoya emibi. Umuntu uma esengenwe ile mimoya ulahlekelwa ke ingqondo, angabe esakwazi ukucabanga kahle, enze izinto ezingenakho ukulunga njengokuhamba-hamba. Laba ke abahamba ebusuku abathakathayo, ukukhumula ke izingubo, umuntu okhuluma yedwa nohleka yedwa, abakhuluma ke emathuneni nabafundiswa amanga emabandleni benziswe imikhuba nokunye. Mark chapter 5 verse 2-5. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately they met him out of tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, nor even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Spiritual bondage refers to the condition of people afflicted by a demonic entity to the degree that they lose some degree of their freedom to function normally. Umuntu ke akasakwazi ukucabanga kahle, uselahlekelwe inkululeko yakhe. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 10. And it happened the next day that the distressing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played music with his hand, as at other times, but there was a spear in Saul's hand. When the Spirit of God departs from a believer, he will be controlled by demonic. Spiritual bondage is a tool that the enemy uses to keep us from prospering or accessing our spiritual inheritance in Christ. Harboring sinful thoughts and behaviors in our hearts. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. We are to place our trust in Christ to be our Savior. We become God's children. His Holy Spirit indwells us, leads in his paths, and brings us true freedom from all bondage. Romans chapter 8, verse 14-15. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The unbelievers are in bondage to sin. Acts chapter 8, verse 23. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and by iniquity. As believers, we cannot be slaves to or certain for eternity. because we were purchased once and for all by the blood of Jesus, we should actively walk in the righteousness and freedom that God has provided for us. John chapter 8, verse 36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. We are spiritually oppressed because of the result of our own choices or even of our upbringing. Umuntu ke esesindisiwe kodwa ke eqhubekeke ngokwenza ke imikhuba enziwa ke ekhaya okhuliswe ke ngayo. There will always be the temptation to sin. So it is important that we cut off temptation when it shows up. If we allow sins like anger, lying, greed, unforgiveness, and others to remain in our hearts, it becomes an open door to give the devil a foothold. We are not to turn away from God and lose our hope. We are to praise the Lord in difficult situations because we are not spiritually bound. When we are physically captive, our praise will set us free, like Paul and Silas did. Let's abide in Christ. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And then, of course, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us, 012-334-1322. Siguze ukuthi uthinike wena ngaloku. Right, and Mankosi, I see you are on the line. I see you are on the line, Mankosi, and I'm keen to hear from you. Mankosi, what do you say?
Ngiyabingelela Pastor, ngiyabingelela nonke ngegama laphilo uKristu Jesu. Pastor, ngiyasicela kakhulu. Ngicela umkhuleko ngomfana wami, gama lakho uPhumlani. Ngiyakhuluma naye, ngimcele ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sikhonze. Hayi, akaphendula, akasho lutho. Kodwa ngicela nje uNkulunkulu ukuthi amuphe umsebenzi, ngoba isimo la endlini yonke into ibheke mina njengomzali. Ngicela nje uNkulunkulu akhanyise kakhulu kuyena, athole umsebenzi.
All right, we pray for him. We pray for uPhumlani. Let's pray ukuthi uPhumlani asizakale. Ayazi inkosi njengomsindisi, amazi uKristu, amamukele empilweni yakhe, kube umholi nomsindisi wakhe, avume nokuthi ungumthetheleli wezono zakhe, azivume nezono zakhe. We pray for him that he be saved, Father, and guide him in life, so that his life can be meaningful as you have ordained it long before. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen. All right, and let's see who we have again. And we have uBabongani again. Babongani is also one of us. Sorry about that. We have uBabongani. Babongani, thank you so much. And then after him, we have uBabu Martin Nwamba. Mfundisi wami.
Ah, spingelele pastor, spingelele na balaleli bangu be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu nizabaleti tfokotisako. Ah, tiyathokotisa mfundisi lethi ke tona tibhlungu. Manje ke mfundisi, omunye umfundisi wayecala ibandla. La kuye lana manu bathi banikela manu kuvela nyana, kumele kanje kanje ngomnikelo nyana wakhona. Uba mncane. Manje uma vakashela amanye amabandla bathi umnike ugqala amabhavu umfundisi wathi ile nto ngiyifunayo ke hey waphuma naye wahamba wale kude le mfundisi wabuya mfundisi bamphela uphondvo izonke izinto zakho ubuye nazo umfundisi bamtshelile le ukuthi kufuna uma ufika lekhaya le uhlaba icujana icujana lokufa lomntana wakho lo lomfana nyana wakho lo manje into yakho leyo soyifuna le business lomsonto lakho le uzocina ke manje kuzongena imali wabuya mfundisi wabiza umnikelo angakahlaba icujana kwagcala amabhavu athi lento ngiyifunayo manje uyafelela lokuhlaba icujana mfundisi hawe saba uyafelela lomfana wakho uyiwani wangamhlaba angahlaba icujana leli wabese ungenwa ukugula mfundisi wagula strong wagula kakhulu eh uma kuze yabe kahle kufuna la makhosikazi wakhe antshintshane uyabona lesasikhathisa le mbuso lo yakudala lokuya amanzi wayengatholakala tholakali kalula ni kumele bantshintshane omunye okhe engwedleni amanzi abuya thela ubaba naloya aya le lenkani yathola nyana ukuphefumula kahle uma akanganamanzi athi ngafa nafa nafa nitswe nafa natswa natswa uyasha mfundisi uyamshisa lento le ulushiswa leliphondo lenyoka ngazi ukuze abe kahle kumele futhi ahambe ohlale endlini encane manje abantu bafuna ukungena lapha endlini encane lapha manje kwaze wathola usizo uma baba silinda hamba enze imvuselelo wathi letha leliphondo leli washo ukuthi uneliphondo leli leyakuthwala ngalo baliletha la mfundisi la uba usinto wathi liyashiswa leli phondo leli lolu phondo mfundisi uma balifaka emlilweni la lathi labaleka uphondo loyo wale kude le mfundisi le manje ke hey kwaba inkinga nyana lapho likhala njengeswane mfundisi manje uyabona manje izinto lezi izona lezi zibangela abantu amasho zibangela abantwana kufa abantwana nje kanje kufa nabomama nje zidalwa yithi bokufuna imali kanti mabubo
hey madad kanti mambo mfundisi mina nakhensa wathi lela thumbe lenzane likhala lithi nye yo ya no hayi siyabuya 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 straight siyaduma egoli send us a WhatsApp we can take one or two just before we close and let's hear what you say on this issue
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope Faith and Love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM and Lenki. Thank you so much, Lenki Rampo. Says, Dumelang Bonta Temreneng, spiritual bondage is a compelling feeling to do something that you don't want to do, but feel obligated to do. Kebukhoba, bamoya. Lenki Rampo. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. We really appreciate. Prophet Brian Mashike, I salute you. Thank you so much, Brian. I really appreciate you. Thank you very much. He's joining us on Facebook then. All right. And I promised you also a song. And I think maybe you will like, because I've been playing local songs there And I saw Joy was watching in Attridgeville. This is a song we used to play in that car called JPZ. It's a Datsun E20, a taxi, a yellow taxi driven by Jerry Rabudiba. In those days, let me just play a bit of it, that song. Let me just play a bit of it.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Unfortunately, man, we have to cut it here. We had to cut it here. And of course, we trust that you have enjoyed this show, man. It's been a 2 hours that has been always beautiful. Maureen saying, it's always a pleasure to watch, listen to you and your guests, Brother Ray. Thank you so much. Tudaraba, shalom. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. And of course, I just want to say thank you for those on Facebook, the people who are streaming online, the listeners throughout, thank you very much. To those who have sent WhatsApps, thank you so much. To those who have sent messages and those who are still calling even now, thank you very much. But we have to wrap it up here. What are your final words, Jabu? Just in short, a minute.
Thank you very much, my friend. I'd like to encourage, you know, the family with these last words from the Book of Romans, chapter 7. From verse 22 to verse 24. So I'm not going to read all the verses, but there we see the child of God crying to say, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And then the answer is in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So let us come with all the bondages, the spiritual bondages that we've identified to the Father to deliver us and to really set us free so that we can be able to fully be given in Him and serve Him and obey Him and fulfill His will. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate Ngiyabonga kakhulu. And Sipho Paulos, uthini ekugcineni lapho, Sipho?
Mfundisi, we thank God for sending Christ Jesus so that He has come, so that He may have life and life in abundance. If the Son of Man set you free, you shall be set free indeed. Thank you for the complete salvation and the total deliverance coming from Christ in all spheres of our life. Lastly, we will continue to walk in that victory that Christ has revealed for us. Because of Him, we are what we are today. We got, I mean, we bless the Lord and we thank God for this Nangali show. God bless you. Amen.
Yes, Yabongo, over serious game Fanagit Namchanj.
Ay, Natural Pundit, Jesus.
Give on in a little suit of white cogi, look at Ayachula, Spola! Ayachula. Spola! Ayachula, Fanagit. And Pundis Mota, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, sir.
My brother, thank you so much. To God be the glory. Siyabonga kakhulu nakubafowethu uSipho noJabulane. Elami nje lokugcina mfundisi, I will just read Romans chapter 6 verse 6, saying that knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves from sin. In other words, knowing or knowledge is power. So we need to know that we are no longer the old persons is Gankulunkulu, when a man is in Christ, is a new creature. So we should not allow our old self to have dominion over our lives, and we must Christ himself, who has set us free from all kind of bondages.
Absolutely, ngiyabonga mfowethu man, and pass my regards at home, madoda. Batshele ngibakhumbulile man, ngilanga leli mangifika laphana. Ngifuna sihlale ngaphasi kwesihlahla sama grapes, sidla ama grapes kube mnandi. Or sihlale ngaphakathi kwebhaki, yabona ebhakini lapha enevenini sidla ama grapes. Ngapha sosile sidle kamnandi motha, yazi mina nami nganami noJabu noSipho.
Noma kanjani umuntu ufuna sikhelele
ukwenzeka. Akethi yamuzi yakugala, akethi yamuzi. Jabu, thank you so much man. I really appreciate you.
Thanks my friend. May God bless you also. Mfundisi umotha, mfuthi Sipho nabalaleli bonke.
Thank you so much. And of course we talk again the coming week with them, and I'll be with you on Tuesday. To the Father, may he be glorified through and through. And let me not make this mistake of giving him the glory at all times. Everything that he has done, it is by his Holy Spirit. It is great. It is wonderful. And then next week, we are talking about watchfulness. What it is all about. Because much of the time, it is something that people just, you know, forget, you know, as to its implication. So we are going to be looking into that. That is happening next week. To the King of Kings, above all else, his name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. And of course, also his son, Yahushai HaMashiach, who by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, continues to guide you and me in the truth. Siyabonga. Inkosi nibusise ngendlela esimanga. Tuda! Rabah!
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.